This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, it's that time of the year again. The Ashlawn Opera is up and running and has hit the boards at the Paramount Theater. Christopher Larkin and Michelle Kreisel join me live in studio. Christopher is the artistic director and the conductor for this season, and Michelle is the new general director for Ashlawn Opera. Hello to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to this. I am a huge opera fan, and I'm looking forward to seeing Don Giovanni. Michelle, you corrected me on the pronunciation, because most people say we say Giovanni,
but
right?
But the I just makes the G soft. If the I wasn't there, it would be Giovanni. So the I makes it Giovanni, Giovanni.
Don Giovanni.
But you know what? Any way you pronounce it is fine, and this is actually a great opera for people who've never been to an opera. They'll understand every word. We have surtitles. You can follow along as the singers sing in Italian. And it's a story with which we are all familiar, the guy who has to seduce every girl and, in fact, every woman who wants to be seduced by Don Giovanni.
There you go.
Now, we know that person.
And that's important that you say the subtitles, because I remember seeing La Boheme Under the Stars at Ashlawn, and it was in English.
Right.
But Don Giovanni at the Paramount this summer, which has already started, is in the Italian language, right?
This is the first year we're trying it as an experiment, and I think you know you've succeeded when the audience laughs before the singer sings the line, because they've actually read it up there. And so you know that they got the punchline. And it's so gratifying for the singer to have an engaged audience. So to be able to follow every word when it's a great libretto and a witty text, as is the Mozart da Ponte marriage in Don Giovanni, the audience is super engaged.
Yeah. We're talking with Michelle Kreisel and Christopher Larkin of the Ashlawn Opera. Don Giovanni is up and running. It launched, it opened last Saturday, right?
We had a great opening night, and there are only four performances left. So you can't say, well, let's wait and see, you know, when we have time. Our next performance is day after tomorrow, Saturday, and then there'll only be three left.
Wow. And of course, then you go into Brigadoon, right?
Exactly. We open on the 17th, five performances of Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoon in English, but without English surtitles, so that the singers really have to enunciate.
Yeah.
But a great story, a great cast, hummable tunes. Both operas are wonderful. The opera and the musical are both great for newcomers and families.
Yeah. Great introduction to opera. And we are going to be giving away a couple of tickets to Don Giovanni. And we'll do that here at the end of our conversation. So stay tuned, and I will tell you how you can win a pair of tickets to Don Giovanni and this run for Ashlawn Opera. And Michelle, what's the website again, so folks can get more information?
Okay, so it's www.ashlawnopera.org.
There you go. Very, very easy. So Christopher Larkin is also with us. He is the artistic director and the conductor for this season's Ashlawn Opera at the Paramount Theater, no longer under the stars. It's now in the comfy air conditioning climes of the beautiful restored Paramount Theater on Charlottesville's downtown mall. So Christopher, tell me about what you particularly like about the music of Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Well, it's just, this is Mozart at the height of his operatic career, his dramatic writing. From the very beginning of the overture, you hear these big D minor chords that he then brings back again later in the opera when the stone guest or the statue of the commendatore comes back to Don Giovanni's feast. So you can see Mozart wasn't just writing, you know, an overture the day before that he could throw in, but actually had in mind sort of an arc of the whole piece, a very dramatically motivated idea in his mind. You know, many times, like Rossini and Mozart, or especially Rossini, would use the same overture for many different operas. But here, you know, even right from the overture, it was very specific what he had in mind for this music. You know, this was the music that represented the commendatore coming back to take revenge against Don Giovanni. You know, the writing is just, you know, these big ensembles, the end of Act 1, the ensemble, and then, well, when Giovanni descends into hell at the end of Act 2, I hope I'm not giving anything away, but, you know, it's just incredibly dramatically motivated music. It really was him at the height of his theatrical powers.
How was it received when it premiered, and when did it premiere?
It was very well received. 1787, you know, there were three collaborations between Da Ponte, who writes the libretto, and Mozart, the Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, and Così fan tutte, and they really are the height, the pinnacle of combination of the person who writes the libretto and composer, you know, a beautiful combination between the two of them. And that was some of the reason for the success of this particular piece, because the libretto is so strong. And he and De Ponte had a very special relationship. So, you know, all three of them were well received in their opening.
But I think it was interesting that Don Giovanni didn't open in the world capital of music, Vienna. It opened in Prague. And Prague is very proud that they were the home of the opening of Don Giovanni, and it actually didn't do quite as well when it went to Vienna, but Prague loved it. But it was very funny. Chris said, you know, you don't throw the overture together the night before, but ironically, Mozart did. He wrote it the night before the opera, but I'm sure he had it in his head for months. And maybe because he wrote it after he wrote the opera, he had the trajectory of the opera in his head.
He knew where it was already going.
Right,
yeah.
He had already right in the way that Wagner wrote the last opera in his Ring first and then went backwards. So maybe it makes sense to do things backwards because, in fact, that gives you a stronger overview.
We're talking with Michelle Kreisel and Christopher Larkin. They're with the Ashlon Opera Season this summer, which is off and running. Don Giovanni launched or opened on Saturday this past week, and there are only four evenings left of Don Giovanni at the Paramount Theater, and we have a pair of tickets that we will give to a listener here in just a few minutes. Michelle, what's your background? I mean, you're now the general director of Ashlon, but you have a really deep background in opera, right?
30 years in opera. The first decade I worked as a coach, and those are the pianists who help prepare an opera. So, for example, Chris has two pianists who every day are pretending they are the orchestra. The orchestra comes in the last week, but the pianist does all the preparation, and that's where I really learned repertoire. And then I was an agent to manage careers of opera singers and conductors, so I saw how to build a career. And then 14 years ago, Placido Domingo invited me to come with him to the Washington National Opera, where I've been in their artistic administration for 14 years.
So what's it like working with Placido Domingo?
He's not
one of the very best in the world. Right?
Probably the greatest musician of our generation, and there is no greater privilege than to have his trust and his ear. And what I learned by being in his orbit is a lifetime privilege.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this: your favorite performance that you've seen, and then also your favorite opera?
Okay.
Because that might be different.
Oh yeah. Well, I have two favorite operas, but I'm only going to speak about one, which is Madame Butterfly, Puccini. And the world sort of divides into those who love Verdi, Wagner, and Puccini. And I'm a Puccini girl, but I recognize that Mozart is the greatest composer who ever lived. Marriage of Figaro is my favorite of the Mozart operas. And so I think I love Marriage of Figaro and Madame Butterfly the best. But I have eclectic taste. I love Billy Budd by Benjamin Britten. I like opera in English. I love Susanna by Carlisle Floyd, which Ashlon actually did years ago. And I'm only recently coming to appreciate Wagner. But if I had to pick one and be a great first opera for anybody, Madame Butterfly or Tosca or La Boheme. Great, great introduction.
Wagner to me is like Faulkner is to Southern literature. You know, it's just sort of, it can be long. Exhausting and long. And it's like, dude, there's so many words. Come on.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I always figure I'm not up to the task yet, that the reason why I don't appreciate it is I still need to learn more. I figure it's my fault, not his.
Right.
But, you know, as Chris said, if you have a great libretto, that helps the opera. De Ponte is a great librettist. Wagner wrote his own librettos. And maybe a writer needs an editor. Maybe a composer needs a librettist.
Right.
Because
right.
There was no interchange, nobody to help him think through the process. He was writing to himself about himself.
Michelle Kreisel is the general director for Ashlon Opera. It's online at ashlonopera.org. And Don Giovanni is up and running at the Paramount Theater. There's only a few nights left, so if you want to get there, you need to contact the Paramount box office right away. And we will also give away a pair of tickets here in just a few minutes. Christopher Larkin is also with us. He's the artistic director and the conductor for this season's Ashlon Opera. So your favorite opera, do you have one that immediately comes to mind?
It seems that Michelle and my taste run along the same lines, because I think Marriage of Figaro is one of the most perfect operas. Just the combination of story, music, and the arc of the whole piece is just incredible. But Giovanni is right up there. It is very, very close in my mind to Figaro.
Tell me about your challenges and successes as artistic director for Don Giovanni. I mean, the work that went into this production and what people can look forward to.
Well, it was an amazing amount of work. You know, this begins back in November with auditions in New York, auditioning singers, not only for principal roles, for all of our young artists. We have 12 young artists with us here who do a night of scenes programs in July 23rd and 25th up on the lawn, and also do a Broadway program, and also cover all of these roles. So if anyone of the principal singers were to get sick, they'd be ready to go on. So it's a process of auditioning them and the principal artists, and then choosing a group of people, sometimes on having heard them for 10 minutes, which is always a dangerous proposition. You know, the voice is good, but you don't always know what the personality is going to be like.
This person you have to work with for the summer,
for the summer, and you know, live and breathe and eat, you know, all day long. But we've been very, very fortunate in that we have just a terrific group of people, not just great artists and singers, but wonderful people to a person. I could not be happier with the group we have this year.
Yeah. Christopher Larkin, artistic director and conductor for Don Giovanni, which is opened Saturday at the Paramount Theater, part of this season's Ashlawn Opera. And Brigadoon is also coming up. Chris, tell me about the music of Brigadoon.
Well, Brigadoon is one of those great Lerner and Lowe scores. We've actually done Lerner and Lowe the last 2 years. 2 years ago, I was here to conduct My Fair Lady up on the lawn. And then this past summer, Ashlawn presented Camelot. And now we're doing Brigadoon, so it's sort of a Lerner and Lowe trilogy. It's just beautiful music. There are some great tunes, Almost Like Being in Love is one of the big hit tunes, and There But For You Go I is my personal favorite tune in the piece. And it's the story of this, you know, mysterious Scottish village that appears out of the mist every 100 years, and two New York travelers sort of stumble upon it. And, of course, one of the New Yorkers falls in love with the leading lady, who happens to be Scottish, and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Michelle, what do you say to somebody who just doesn't have the opera bug? And I will be honest, okay, I didn't have it until I got satellite radio, and I had XM Opera, and I could listen to the operas live.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. And, it became this, you know, especially when I'm on the road, that's what I really want to listen to. I find that to be the perfect music to listen to if you have a long drive, or you're on the highway. So I got the bug, but for folks who don't, and they're thinking, I don't know if I want to go see this or not.
Well, I think the great way to be introduced is to have the words in front of you, meaning the surtitles. So whether you rent a DVD and it has, or it's a Met broadcast, or it's our surtitles, if you're following the story, you can't help but be drawn into it. And opera stories are basically what's popular today. It's violence, sex, love, hate, betrayal, and comedy. So everything that's popular in TV and movies was the original story was opera. Opera was popular entertainment. And if you think of it that way, not as a museum piece for old or upper class people, but it's popular entertainment telling stories about people you know with feelings you have. And for me, if you follow the story, then the music makes you feel what you're hearing, what you're reading. And that's what's so magical, is that you may be thinking, but the music helps you feel. And so to have both thinking and feeling at the same time through hearing, that's what I think is so winning about opera.
Yeah, and we want to remind people that Don Giovanni at the Paramount this summer is in the original Italian score in the libretto with the English subtitles, so people can follow along and they know exactly what's happening. If you just joined us, we're talking with Michelle Kreisel. She's general director of the Ashlawn Opera. And Chris Larkin is also with us, the artistic director and conductor for this season's Ashlawn Opera at the Paramount Theater. Don Giovanni is running now, and Brigadoon starts on
17th for 5 performances.
On July 17th.
Right. And for those fans of the Ashlawn Highland, we're doing 2 performances there, July 23rd and 25th. Chris alluded to that. Those are our opera scenes evenings that we give the young artists a chance to take leading roles in popular opera scenes. We call it Opera Under the Stars. You can order a picnic and fly out under the stars and enjoy popular music with beautiful, young, talented singers.
So the opera hasn't completely left Ashlawn.
Exactly.
We
so
still
we
do that.
Two performances there, and then we do one free performance of hit Broadway tunes at the Haven. That's a new performance space in the church on Market and First Street.
Michelle, let me ask you, tell me about opera. You were talking earlier about the magic of the music and the story together. Take us back to opera's place, like in the late 18th century in Prague or in Vienna. This really was a tremendous event, wasn't
right.
it, when there was a new opera?
Right. So that was like a new musical, a new movie, and a new pop song all rolled into one. Everybody had to be there, and performances were added as it did well. So it could go on for ages, or if it wasn't popular, it would close. And then singers, composers all borrowed from each other. So the story of Don Giovanni was written by several other composers. So impresarios found a popular theme and then hired a composer to take that story and write it. And then popular music, the next day you'd be able to buy on the street for a few pennies the score of a song. So everybody was singing the hit tunes from Don Giovanni or Marriage of Figaro because that was the popular music. Other composers were
People are like working, and humming it and
right.
as they're walking down the streets.
You know, even my first trip to Europe 35 years ago, I remember the cab drivers humming La Donna Mobile from Rigoletto because it was still in their blood that was popular music. I would bet now, 35 years later, it's not as common. But, yeah, everybody would be humming it. Instrumentalists would transcribe it and say a flute would play the part that the soprano or the cellist. Everybody wanted to play the music because that was the popular entertainment.
Yeah, that was the top 40 of the day.
Exactly. And the singers were the movie stars. You know, everybody followed their gossipy and glamorous and salacious lives.
Yeah. Chris, tell me about the orchestra and who is in the pit and what people can look forward to just in terms of the sound. And also, if you have a chance, who's on stage in Don Giovanni?
Well, we have a great orchestra this year. We've recruited players from all over the country, places like Juilliard and University of Michigan, as well as some local people. So it's a combination of a group of very fine musicians that come together 2 weeks before we open and rehearse and get us through the season. And that same group will then play for Brigadoon with some slight variations. On stage, we have some incredible singers. Seth Carrico, who is singing the role of Leporello, is going to Deutsche Oper Berlin next year as one of their fest artists, just a fantastic singer. Chris Burchett, who's singing the role of Don Giovanni, has sung at Santa Fe Opera and Washington Opera and just all over the country. Andy Marie Moore, who's singing the role of Don Elvira, just won the
People's Choice
Award at a vocal competition out in Los Angeles. So it's really just a terrific group of not even rising stars, but just right. young stars who are really on their way.
And let's mention the bagpipe player in both.
We do have a bagpiper for Brigadoon. Yes, a local...
Gotta have that.
Right.
A local doctor, Dr. John Yule, who's now retired, but his passion is bagpiping, and he has been kind enough to join us for this production. So you'll see Dr. Yule up there on stage.
And Scottish dancers, too.
Right, the Scottish dancers
Fantastic.
From the Monroe Highland Scottish Dance Company.
The website is ashlawnopera.org. Christopher Larkin is the artistic director and the conductor, and Michelle Kreisel is the general director of Ashlawn Opera. Don Giovanni is playing now at the Paramount Theater. Will be Saturday night and then three other nights, and then Brigadoon opens on July 17th. Fantastic. Thank you both for being
Thank
here.
You.
Have a terrific season.
Fun.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.